Okay, we're going to talk about Will Ferrell, who we never talk about. He never comes up, right? We never have anything to say about him, do we?
No. I mean, we talked about how he looks his age and he doesn't like do a bunch of things to make himself look 30 when he's not 30. That's
right.
Really,
we did a segment this week, actors that are the same age that you would never believe in. It was like Will Ferrell and Neil Patrick Harris or somebody like that.
Right.
Who was like, looks amazing. You're like, wait, they're both. First of all, Will Ferrell's in his 50s and not 60s. Amazing.
He actually looks good for 60.
Right. He looks great for 60, but he's 54.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he did Anchorman, Step Brothers, The Other Guys, and a few other movies in that vein. Exactly. And he worked with director Adam McKay. Adam McKay is pretty famous. He's pretty out there. People know who he is. But he and Will Ferrell just had a bond. There was something about them when they did Anchorman. It was like, mwah, you and I, it's perfect. It's a match. And I think they even went as far as having a production company together, because they were like, this is more than a movie. We are a pair. We're a team. Like, we need to continue to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of directors do that. It's like if you look at Martin Scorsese, you know, he has certain actors he works with all the time that he just really trusts and he likes. And Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, has that relationship with a lot of famous directors. So I think that happens a lot. So Will Ferrell, Adam McKay did a ton of movies together. Adam McKay gets the rights to the life of Jerry Buss, Buss, B-U-S-S.
Jerry Buss?
He owned the Lakers.
Blue, you're my boy!
So, and obviously, there's a story there. So, He gets the rights to this dude's story. And if you look at Jerry Buss, you see he looks nothing like Will Ferrell. And I know that happens a lot, where, like, people play characters, they look nothing alike. But this is, like, not even close. So, the other actor that Adam McKay likes very much is John C. Reilly. And thinks, you know what? He's perfect for this. And they have a picture of John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss. And they're next to each other. And I didn't realize it was two different people. Like, he looks exactly like him. It's crazy. So Adam McKay decides to do this movie with John C. Reilly, but he doesn't tell Will Ferrell. I guess it was a big deal getting the rights to this guy's name and story. And they're doing it for HBO. And he just went ahead with John C. Reilly and didn't really tell Will Ferrell about it.
That's shocking.
And John and Will are good friends.
Shake and bait!
Yeah, they work together a ton.
It's shake and bait time.
I think they call each other every day and talk.
Hello.
Hey, man.
What?
You up?
No.
Wake up. I need to talk to you.
So I'm surprised Will didn't know.
Well, that's the thing. So Will Ferrell found out not from Adam McKay. That's the problem. He found out probably from John C. Reilly or maybe TMZ. From his agent. Just somebody else called him and said, hey, I know you wanted this role, but your really good friend, John C. Reilly. It's almost like someone calling to tell you that your boyfriend is cheating on you with your best friend.
You know what, man? Why am I still talking to you?
That's what it probably felt like. So Will Ferrell was pissed, but pissed to the point where when Adam McKay realized what he had done, he realized he didn't run it by Will Ferrell and say, hey, I'm going to go with your buddy John instead. When he did call Will Ferrell just listened, and then when he got done, he said, you have a good life, and hung up on him.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Really? Come on. I mean, you and John C. Reilly are pretty much interchangeable.
They split the production company up.
Because
he was
like,
that was the next thing. He's
taking the production company. I'm getting a divorce from you. Wow. He wanted that.
But that's what it feels like. It feels like your partner cheated on you. Like, okay, so if you got a job, if somebody called you tomorrow and said, you know, I got a gig for you, the girl's already there, you would be the second. If you took that and didn't tell me, I wouldn't be upset that you were doing something without me. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't fault you for it. I wouldn't end our friendship over it. I would understand.
Right.
But if I found out in the trades, or if my agent called to tell me, if you weren't the one who called to tell me, hey, listen.
I'm not doing that, though. I mean, I I'm not taking another radio job and working with another female. Not going to happen. I've been through too much with one. Not doing it. I'm not starting a relationship all over again. So what Will Ferrell needs to do then is he needs to buy the rights to the Robert Kraft story and do that, because that's going to be a more fun movie to make than the guy from the Lakers.
I mean, I would love to. I don't got no money.
Because Robert Kraft is the guy that got the hand job too, right?
Exactly. You get a hand job scene.
Yeah, so it's not just whatever the Lakers guy did, like buying the Lakers, like boring. Oh, the Lakers were a controversial team. Yeah, yawn. Robert Kraft went to get a massage and got jerked off as well.
Yeah, that's the only thing we know. There has to be much more. I mean, he's the guy that hired right. Tom Brady. He's the guy who hired the Rolling Stones to play his birthday party and played it inside of Gillette Stadium.
So were they all just stood there, like,
right? And there was
yawning.
Like 14 people watching the Rolling Stones. So that's
right. That's right. It's that guy.
Yeah, he's got big time FU money. So that's a story I want to watch. Go get that story.